David, whether you have a few weeks old puppy or a senior who's seen multiple decades, any dog person like me knows the most valuable thing in the world is spending time with your pet.
Yep.
The farmer's dog makes it easy to keep them healthy, which can give you more quality years with your lovely dog.
Yeah, well, I've heard Farmer's Dog makes and delivers fresh, healthy dog food. And, you know, that's what everyone's looking for. It's recommended by vets, nutritionally balanced. It's made from human-grade ingredients, safe, clean kitchens. All that stuff matters.
Yeah. I mean, you love your dog. Why get the lousy food for your dog? Farmer's Dog is the best. Traditional dry and wet dog food options are extremely processed.
Sometimes
they use
dogs...
much lower quality. Yeah.
you put it in their bowl and they go, what is this kibble? And they knock it away. What is this canned goo?
Oh, yeah. I've had our dog, yeah, look at the bowl and then kind of crank its neck up and look at me. And it was like, really?
They go, really? Why don't you go first? You want a bite of this? Slop?
And it makes that sound.
Here you go, dog.
So Farmer's Dog isn't just higher quality food. They also send the food pre-portioned specifically for your dog based on their unique nutritional needs. It makes it easy to help your dog reach and stay at their ideal weight, David, and which is one of the biggest indicators of a full, healthy life. A fresh diet has been found to have all sorts of benefits, David, from healthier coat and skin, better breath, if you want to kiss your dog, and even easier digestion and smaller and better poops.
Let's look at a clip. It doesn't matter if your dog's young or old, it's always the right time to invest in their health for more happy years with your dog. Get 50% off your first box at farmersdog.com/fly.
Let the Farmer's Dog know we sent you. Use your code or click podcast after you sign up for your first box.
And now for a word from our sponsors at Betterment. Let's talk about hustle culture. You know, the whole rise and grind, go big or go home thing. It's a lifestyle that may not be for you, but one that your money can handle thanks to Betterment. Betterment is the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. How? Their automated technology optimizes your investments again and again. With Betterment, your money is taking ice baths at 5 a.m. while you get your well-deserved rest. Your money downs protein smoothies and automatically reinvests your dividends all before you head out the door. Your money's a workaholic, but you don't have to be because you've got Betterment, the automated investing and savings app that makes your money hustle. Visit Betterment.com to get started. Investing involves risk. Performance is not guaranteed.
Was that intentional, like a Michael Jackson thing?
Dana, it's called The Future. Wow. And I was the Kanye of that premiere. And I have work boots, which were cool. I had those. My coat doesn't fit.
Do you have a starter joke? 3, 2, 1.
No, then, I will start this off by showing you a video.
Little energy. You're going to show a video?
Yeah, I'm going to try because we're on video. We're on video, so I want to show it. I have my first SNL audition, and I don't think you saw it. And I said, let's start this with something to talk about. So
I tried to watch it in Lauren's office, and then he goes, there's better things to talk about. He clicked it off, so I never saw
it. This is it. Ready?
You knew Susie like I know Susie. Oh, what a gal.
Okay.
Because I want to show that I can sing, and I'm not one-dimensional.
You look great.
Me, what a chat with you.
I added that fake plan at the
that
end.
Was good. Yeah. I didn't know you could do that. The surprise is I'm going to be in my arsenal next week. Your actual audition, what was your first joke?
My first, when I did SNL, I think my old joke when I used to do my act, which I think is still in it. It's, I bought a new car. Well, it's not really new. It's an old UPS truck. I got it so I can park wherever I want. That's not bad.
I think I remember that when you were my opener, by the way, a dandy little opener, when we toured the Northeast.
We in a rental car.
I remember that line.
Yeah, that was one of my big ones. I looked young back then, not this haggard fucking Nick Nolte after the dryer cycle that you see.
I talked to Betty Davis's granddaughter. Lighting is everything. We're going to talk later. You're going to have to, you look great. What are you doing?
I just want to preen and
come
primp.
Come on.
Every time I walk by me or my dad used to go, see anybody you like? Oh, we also have professional laughers on the set. We should introduce us.
Oh, yeah. We brought them in. They're the Professional Laughers Union, the president, Heather
Santoro.
And Chris Rios, who's also a beauty consultant to the stars and other
and
things.
And so they are going to be laughing when we point. Okay, so I'm going to start
you
off.
You can't
Dana.
See them, but they've been laughing their ass off the whole time. The audience can't see
I
them.
Think we talk, because we talk all the hot topics. Let's talk about this Johnny Depp trial.
Let's do it for hot topics.
No,
Johnny
yeah,
Depp.
We're going.
Now,
we're, no, I'm just kidding. We're going back ways. No, I'm going to tell you quickly.
What do you got?
Because this podcast would do better if it was a Taylor Swift chat room. So I think we're going to open with Super Bowl stuff, because a couple things I have to say about it before we get to Taylor. Because
Taylor
she
Swift.
Is
yeah, Taylor Swift.
The whole Super Bowl.
Taylor Swift. Course. Taylor Swift.
So
Taylor Swift.
One thing I think that no one's talking about enough is that why is the Super Bowl still having Roman numerals after it? You think kids are dumb when you have regular numbers in front of them? Who, what kid isn't going V, X, X? They don't know what that is.
No, that's a really good point. It always has driven me nuts. I think like outrage over things that don't really matter is great. Mm. It's like, what the fuck is with the numeral fucking numbers in the Super Bowl? Just to get really angry.
It's a controversial stance, but that's what we're here for.
Taylor Swift. I'm feeding the algorithm right now.
I don't think the algorithm picks up audio, though.
How about this one? New nickname for the super couple, Tay-Tay and Kel-Kel.
Uh-oh. We're pulling them up. Also, I don't like any Instagram puberty. I don't like sounds like pubes. And I also don't like everything is all caps with them. This is the fucking Kanye Instagram, because it's like, Taylor Swift, I read it with all that excitement, and I'm like, I do care.
Well, you know, you can be doing pretty well in America. Mm-hmm. You could make a pretty good amount of money, and then no matter what, you're just shrunken down. She made $2 billion. That just said she generates $331 million for Kansas City if she just goes to the city. Was that what it meant?
How many times can she go to the subway there or whatever they have, the fucking Jimmy John's?
I mean, come on, Tay-Tay.
33 million? How many times can she go?
No,
to
333 million have generated, because people just hear she's in Kansas City and get in their car and start flooring.
And they just send, they Venmo Kansas City just money. They're like,
they just send
Taylor
money.
Taylor Swift. Bloop, bloop, bloop.
Put 10 people in a crazy eight hotel. Each room has 10 people. They're drinking and partying.
I have another big controversial stance. Let's say, first of all, did you know at the Super Bowl, at halftime, Taylor Swift is going to decide the election? She walks out and picks a candidate, and then they just win, because why bother voting? She pointed, and they win. So that's good.
Yeah, and then her boyfriend picks her up and goes, hip, hip, hooray, because 6'5", 250, 5'11", 125. Do the math. What is their kid going to look like, David? Because they're going to have a kid. Yeah. 6'5", 250. That's dad.
What if she does like a Beyonce, and when they win the Super Bowl, they pan over to her and everyone gives her a little room, and then she rubs her stomach like, I'm pregnant, and everyone goes, holy fucking shit, and then they jizz all over the screen. All of America.
Well, your screen looks like it has some jizz on it. So I don't know if that was literal or figurative. There's a vague sheen over his camera, ladies and gentlemen.
I know. It's twice a day I got to come out there after the porn.
I was going to tackle the other big story of the week. Brad Pitt facelift. And I do this news. I'm going to do it as a Beatle, because it's called Beatle News. Okay. Well, you gotta have a name for your thing. Hello, everybody. This is Beatle News, and we're talking about things here. We're talking about some people think that Brad Pitt got a sucker upper. Got a sucker upper. You know, you take the turkey neck, you know, and you clinch it up and you cinch it off. You trim the little extras. You wrap it around the ears, you know, and you go walking about. I'm Brad Pitt. Looking to save on delivery? DashPass from DoorDash is your door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. DashPass is an exclusive membership with DoorDash that gets you unlimited $0 delivery fees on eligible orders and members-only deals and discounts. Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, grocery from across town, or anything in between, DashPass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. With $0 delivery fees and lower service fees on eligible orders, DashPass makes it easy to save at restaurants, grocery stores, and all your local favorites on DoorDash. DashPass pays for itself in 2 orders on average. Plus, DashPass gives you special access to exclusive promotions and menu items, all for $9.99 a month. Get more from delivery for less with DashPass. $0 delivery fees and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders. Sign up for DashPass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. You look great now.
Yeah, what happened? Why is it working? We're going to look back at this and not laugh, but go, remember when they only gave us one and then they canceled it?
Remember when we shot the pilot and it was unusable?
Oh, yeah. Here's another thing, Dana. when the kids hate billionaires, this is heavy. You can step out of this one if you want. When kids are so mad at billionaires, and then you go, oh, Taylor Swift is a billionaire now, do you have to automatically hate her? Go.
Well, you can adjust. Like, as you know, Bernie Sanders used to go, the problem with America is the millionaires and the billionaires. And then he found out, and this is true, Al Franken told me this, he found out he was a millionaire. So the next stump speech, it's the billionaires, yeah. You idiots. The fucking billionaires. What about the millionaires? They're great. Yeah,
they're good guys.
I bled into a little bit of Fauci.
Oh, yeah, that was a little scratchy Fauci. They're about the same. They're both 90.
No, I do him as a crosswalk guard. That's how I get into the voice. Bernie Sanders is a crosswalk guard. It's don't proceed. Don't proceed. The system's rigged. Don't proceed. It's the don't that gets me into that.
I like it.
It's like me poll. It's like me poll was a bit off for a bit. I'm coming back. Sorry. I can do voices now and no one can stop me. We don't have some
pesky guest. We have the easy laugh crowd back there, which you're really nailing it.
So who are you taking in the Super Bowl? Can I just ask? Who are you taking?
You know, I do. I think the
it's not a 3-minute thought process. Here's one.
it's one team or the other. I can't say because we have so many fans and they'll get mad. But
well,
you're going to take San Fran. I know this.
Well, I want to insert two comedians that have talked about football who hate sports. Yeah. It's just they make me laugh. So Jay Leno talking about football, he'd come into the game and everyone's in there with their beer and watching the game and screaming. And he would always say, yeah, who's the head, the red or the yellows?
It's kind of it.
He just thought it was just colors. And then Jerry Seinfeld said, the players move around so much, eventually you're just rooting for clothes.
Yeah, laundry.
Yeah, the Niners.
Yeah, like because they switch teams. I would say that I have another analogy, not to go into this whole Taylor Swift algo, because I do like Taylor Swift.
You mean Tay-Tay.
Tay-Tay and Kel-Kel.
Kel-Kel.
So I sort of try to make this analogy and then it doesn't make any sense. But let's say the reason why guys get somewhat annoyed, let's say we went to a Taylor Swift concert and talked about football, whispering the whole time. And that would bother them. But Taylor Swift fans are probably nicer. But when you go to a guy's game of football, you forget that 90% of them are degenerate gamblers. So, and that doesn't just mean which a common man would think or woman, oh, we have to be quiet because they're betting on the winner of the game. Oh, no. They bet on every goddamn play. Is it going to be a sweep? Is it going to be a button hook? Is it going to be a sucker trap?
Oh, yeah.
And you bet every play, everything. Who's going to hold the football? Who's it going to kick it to? How many catches they get? So you have to be so riveted to that game, you can't be distracted. And that's why I think people get a little itchy about the Taylor talk. But other than that, I welcome it.
You know what?
See how I came back around outrage. And then I'm like, she's great. She is great. We met her at the SNL 40th. She was super sweet. Very pretty.
Oh.
Yeah.
How does it feel to be backpedaling?
I'm not really backpedaling. I've always said she was in Bye-Bye. She had one line and she came over.
No, she's great. Nice, she's great. And I don't have any problem with her. There's so many things going on in the world. The idea of just, fucking Taylor Swift, man, drives me nuts. I mean,
and they're like, what about Iran? And you're like, who cares? This Taylor thing
drives me. I mean, come on, lighten up. I mean, let's unpack this. Where's this outrage coming from?
I'm jumping over to the Golden Bachelor. I have one thing to say about it since it's already been over for a while.
Okay, I'll take 5 minutes off.
No, it's only exactly, it's only not, one thing.
I watched the History Channel, okay? I like to be educated.
No, and I didn't even see it. I only watched 11 episodes of it, but...
You've hosted it, so relax. Yeah. You got Craig. Go ahead.
I say the Golden Bachelor, and everyone's really pulling for this guy. This is the last week I can do this joke, because now it's only 7 weeks late. But the Golden Bachelor, and he's like... however old, which isn't that old in real life, and he looks better than me, and he's about, you know, 80. So he's out there, and he does look good. And his big sob story is, my wife passed away, sad, I'll give him that. And then he said, I haven't dated since, and I wanted to kind of come back into the scene and, you know, plow 30 chicks. So it was like, oh, great. This is such a cute story. So he comes back, and he's gonna ramrod his way through all these poor women who, I didn't even make fun of that because everyone at that age is like, just trying to find a nice person. It's hard to crap on them. They're not 22 and desperate. They're just like nice people.
They're not carnal in the same way they were in their 20s.
Yeah, not like you. Just anyway, so...
What?
So the word got out. So the word got out. They go, oh, he's such a great guy. And then right toward the end, they go, hey, some woman came out and said, oh, after his wife died, I dated him for 9 months. And they asked him, and he's like, oh, yeah, that skeezer. Like, he doesn't even give a shit. He's like, oh, yeah. No, but that was nothing. That was just like a hit it and quit it situation, dine and dash. And they're like, oh, so you're just a regular guy. Got it. You're not quite the angel.
Wait a minute, David. Yeah. Let me unpack this. You're saying television presented something that wasn't quite real. Are you going to go on record with that?
I am, because...
Are you going to commit to sometimes reality
I'm
shows?
I'm easily tricked because I watch these shows and I want it to be real. I want them to find romance.
Well, because you're a good person. You would never trick people like that. And the monsters...
No.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now, they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas.
Loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at dell.com/welcometonow. Are you catching the big game? Or making big mods? Going on that first date? Or installing that first brake kit? Binging that new show or watching install videos? When you're a real car lover, the choice is obvious. eBay Motors has you covered with over 122 million parts to fit your number one ride or die.
Brake kits, turbochargers, LED headlights, exhaust kits, bumpers, roof racks, and engines. Whether you're into the speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has all the parts you need for the ride you love. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash.
And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time. Or your money back. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
All right, here's a quick one, because everyone does Trump. Here's my angle on Trump. He's out in the stump, and he starts listing the people he's going to go after. You know, it's really funny to me. We're going to go and then again, we're going to go after the communists, the Marxists, the neo-Marxists, the socialists, the far left fake news media, the deep state and the state behind the deep state, the deepest state of all. We call it the deep six. You imagine that? We call it the deep six. We're going to take out the vagabonds, the pirates and the witches, the Terminites and the Solomites. The Amish have got to go. I'm telling you, they got to go. And we're taking out Poland. I never liked it. It's a creepy place.
We're taking out Deep Purple. The band.
Sorry.
I can listen to Trump forever. It's so fucking funny to hear you just talk about Trump.
We're doing things. He always goes in the piddle. And this is, he reads the teleprompter and goes, can you imagine that? You imagine that? You've heard of that, right? They're going to build a wall. We're going to build a second wall. You can do a second wall. I didn't know it, but they can do it. And the breathing.
Oh, let's go to a video bit. Ready? Because there's really no rules here. I'm just going to show you. First of all, the setup is I was such a premiere whore. Back during SNL, you didn't do this as much, but I was so juiced with fame that I was like, I got a little smidge of fame, and I was like, oh, God, I'm getting invited to premieres. Hey, do you want to see Mission Impossible with Tom Cruise? A week ahead, bring your friend or bring someone from the cast.
Cool.
Super fun. But I went to way too many because there's Instagrams where they go, hey, remember this premiere? And here's everyone that was there. And it always, I'm fucking in there. And I don't even remember. And I have some rope belt on. I look like shit every time. So let's go down memory lane. I pulled a few of these. And let's pull up just random ones. And I'll tell you what I was thinking. They're not all bad. It's just, okay. This one is fucking great. I don't even know if we should start with it. It's so good. Okay. That this one is for, I have a key here. This is Speed.
That's, you look great.
This is Speed with Keanu. That might be behind me, either Apatow. No, it looks like Judd Nelson, maybe.
Is that a summer premiere?
It doesn't matter to me. When I have a look, I lock it in, and it could be
you've got the gam
any weather. So I've got cargo shorts. I've got one blue sock, which is actually pretty cool.
Was that intentional, like a Michael Jackson thing?
Dana, it's called The Future, and I was the Kanye of that premiere, and I have work boots, which were cool. I had those. My coat doesn't fit. That would maybe work now. Did not work then. I thought it fit.
I think it's totally hip.
And it has a corduroy collar. Thought it fit. Didn't fit. The glasses I fucking hate. I can't stand. I have my Speed premiere ticket in my hand, but you can't really see it. And I'm holding a hat. All stupid. All right, next one.
Well, wait a minute. You're wearing the sunglasses indoor?
No, it was the lights, Dana. I'm getting, I'm like, I can't take it.
No, I was thinking, very cool. I wouldn't have the guts to do that at that age.
Okay, which one's it? This is Farrell's. This is...
Same sunglasses.
Maybe.
I think so.
Look at, we both went to the tinted sunglass store. I guess tinted was in, I don't know. Farley always looked pretty cool. This is True Lies. And I'm doing duck lips, and I'm not even joking. I did them forever. I don't even think they were around.
It's a little bit of a Jagger.
No one was sick of them yet. Kind of? I don't know why I did it. I think it was just nervousness. That was a leather jacket I thought was so badass. And it was nothing fit me. Not one thing fit me. Everything was big, and I didn't know it. I thought they were all fitting. And
you couldn't see it?
I couldn't see it. And look at him giving peace sign, like straight ahead and kind of grossly. Farrell's like, you know what he used to do? You guys got to back off the mic. They're too good. They're too good at laughers.
They don't even need a
They don't even need a joke. They just show these two idiots. But Dana, here's a Farley used to. Remember this at premieres? They take his picture and he goes, not now. And then he'd say, take my picture. So dumb. So show another one, right?
Yeah, that was.
I can't believe there's no Dana in any of these because you didn't. You were like,
I didn't.
Oh, this is a great one.
Shy.
I love this. This is
now.
Yeah.
Now you.
I'm just. Okay. I look cool.
Well, he's kind of like doing a character too in a way with his glasses and the hair slicked.
That's when he got cool. There was a point when he combed it back because Christian Slater did when he hosted. And so Farrell's next week. And I go, you're so gross. That's because he goes, Christian Slater did it. And I go, yeah. So he was always greasing it back. And look behind is Jay Moore.
Wow. But wait a minute. This is after Tommy Boy. So you are a star at this point.
This is 95. Tommy Boy came out in 95. So it's around the same time.
Because to have the guts to wear that hat with no irony and just was, you have to be a star.
That hat is, I still have it. It's so fucking cool. And the strings are hanging off. And I have a turtleneck. Turtlenecks were illegal for a couple years.
Hat fits well. I'm just going to say the clothes seem to work fine. Better. I mean, you got a couple shillings in your pocket. Spain's starting to put the whole motif together of the junior superstar.
Yeah. Character. When we went to the premiere of Tommy Boy in London, we thought we were famous. It was so sickening. He's like, dude, what if everybody knows us and we get hounded? I'm like, well, it's not exactly Beatlemania. No one even knows who we are at all. And they don't even get the show over there. So we go over on the Concorde, no less.
I did
it. And it's like this land. So it took 90 minutes. We get there. He brings a fucking shillelagh because he stopped by Ireland. He goes, it's lucky. So we bring the shillelagh out. We go out with hats and sunglasses. No one knows who we are. It's so embarrassing.
Shillelagh
is like an Irish stick.
Oh.
Yeah.
For good luck. And then And then no one knew. So we took off the hat and sunglasses. Then we went to Planet Hollywood so someone would know us. Sickening. We went to get noticed and no one did. And we're like, what the fuck? All right, next picture.
I just want, I have one question. Yeah. While you were in that hat, did you ever do Wesku Wabbit or do any Elmer references? I want to get a Wesku Wabbit. I mean, did you use that at all?
I don't think so because I thought it was cool. And so I didn't even want to joke about it.
You really? Okay, here. Now we're getting into makeover time.
This is 1999. Right, this is Big Daddy.
Yeah, yeah. This is Big Daddy. The TV show. What was
Big
called?
Daddy. Your TV. Well, I was on Just Shoot Me. Yeah, I was on Just Shoot Me. Yeah. It was doing good. It was up on the same night as like Frasier and Seinfeld. So we were in the mix.
Yeah.
Coat fits a little better. Still does not fit. Like, let's not get crazy. It doesn't fit.
Well, I think the leaves, the sleeves of the shirt go underneath.
That shirt was a guest shirt.
Can we ask Chris or Heather, do you guys think our hidden team of laughers, what do you think of that outfit?
He looks a little more styled in this one.
Yeah. Much more styled. The hair's longer. obviously, you got your teeth done, quote unquote. They look
I
great.
Wish they would have that. They look good there, and I don't know what happened since. And look at, I've got... Those are a bit of mom jeans in a way, but my shoes are cool. My shoes, because I got a bad neck, they would always kill me. I could only wear them to the premiere, and then I'd have to go back to Skechers or whatever that was back then.
Well, mom jeans would be higher waisted than that, wouldn't they?
Yeah, a little bit, but these weren't.
A little higher?
Yeah. Yeah, that's a point. But okay, at least I'm getting somewhere. Okay, next one. These are all like flashcards. I don't know. What's next? Because I'm in.
You don't even know what's coming.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Now we're David 2.0.
What am I, Johnny Rotten?
This is a brand new guy. This is.
Jesus. Someone's been watching too many Kurt Cobain videos in this one. I have a fog hat shirt on. That was Punch Drunk Love. That's Julie Bowen. She looks great. She was great.
Oh, right. She was sort of you dated for a while. Is that what they call it? You dated?
And you know what I've learned from wearing guy liner is it does. It makes your eyes look too skinny. Like, I can't even see. I don't know why I have it on. Corey Feld. I mean, I don't know what I saw. I have well, faded purple cords on. I thought those were cool.
Right. But do you have eyeliner on?
Yeah.
I mean, like mascara?
I say it with
do
no
you have
embarrassment.
Lipstick on?
Yep.
Do you have lipstick on? Are you wearing a bra?
I just have rouge, lipstick, a bra, a training bra, and a fucking thong.
And a G-string. Yes. Well, it's good that we get to know what's behind closed doors. Now, how old are you there? Well, I don't want
11.
To ask that, but,
no, and, by the way, poor Julie. She went there with me, and I sure she took one look and was like, we're not doing the fucking press line, are we? I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, yes, we are. Okay, keep going. I think there's just a couple more. We can get rid of some of these if they're bombing.
These are fun.
They're kind of funny. Just talk about, oh, who's this fucking
now you're
grizzled
going,
mountain man?
That is still Kurt Cobain a little bit, right? Wouldn't he wear those?
I mean, he'd be spinning in his grave if he's...
By the way, is this the first time the scruff showed up?
Yeah, I got a little scruffy and I never wear a beanie. It gives me a headache. I actually don't like them. But I wore a beanie because it was tough hair day, zipped up leather jacket, a flannel shirt. I used to love that flannel shirt. Of course, my jeans are
not tucked
trashed.
In.
Yeah. And they're not trashed from doing too much, you know, hiking and lifting boulders. It's like I bought them for $9,000 and they were already all distressed.
Would you have possibly had a .38 revolver in your lower back? Does that guy carry a gun or a knife?
No, he carries a buck knife and he stabs you and then he fucking puts you in an arm hole.
Because it looks like kind of a tough guy ready to fight.
I was right? kind of like mad Chris, that are taking a picture, but I go into the press line and then I'm like, what the fuck do you guys want? And they're like, well, you're in a step and repeat, so I think you know.
Hey, you know what that guy is saying to everybody? What are you looking at?
What?
What are you looking at? That's what you're saying right there. What the fuck are you looking at?
I'm like Rambo. All right, we'll get off this.
That's alpha. That's alpha right there. Okay, we're halfway through the photos. And now we have a current date.
Spade's a premier whore.
Fidelity, can I get a second opinion on stocks in the Fidelity app?
With Fidelity, it's easy to get an outside opinion from independent experts in a single score.
And then?
When you're ready, trade U.S. stocks and ETFs with no commissions.
That's right.
I am always right.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Online U.S. equity trades and ETFs and a retail Fidelity account. Sell order assessment fee not included. Some account types and securities excluded. Details at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Oh, yes, you heard me right. You can talk to an actual human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. I will tell you what I did recently, and then I'll let you go, Dana, but I'm not letting you go anywhere.
I have nowhere to go.
I remember when you heard that I gave this Burger King guy some money. Do you remember this story?
Yes.
So my
and
new
it started a whole
yeah
thing.
My new thoughts on it. So the thing is, Burger King guy worked there 27 years. I saw him on fucking TikTok, and so I said he was opening a present. He goes, "I worked here 27 years, never missed a day." I was like, "Holy shit!" He goes, "And they gave me a gift from Burger King, and it was like a yo-yo and a Pokemon card and like $10 at Starbucks." So I go, "That's it," and he was so happy that he got that. And he goes, "I'll see you guys tomorrow, back at work." And I was like, "Is he being sarcastic?" And he wasn't. So that his daughter made a GoFundMe, say, "Get this guy a vacation. He's busting his fucking ass." So he needed, like, it was like 15 grand. So I it was close, something like that. Oh yeah. So I put up 5 grand, got him over the hump to 15, whatever. So they tell TMZ.
Well,
so,
wait a minute. It says over underwhelming 5 grand.
Wait.
Oh, his
yeah,
gift was
God, thank you, Jesus.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking that's
yeah,
tight.
That was back then. Okay, so I gave him some money.
Okay.
So he gets to his 15, and then his daughter tells TMZ, so then they do a story about him. And then the next week, he's up to like 40 grand. I'm like, holy shit. And then he goes on the Today Show, and they're like, "So David Spade helped." And then he's DMing me, and I'm like, "Hey, you did a great job." He's like, "Is that really you that gave it to me?" I go, "Yeah, man. Nobody works hard anymore." So blah, blah. Then he keeps going. Then he comes to my show in Vegas. And then it's been a year, Dana. And they go, "Burger King guy just bought a house with this $450,000 he's up to." And then I hit him up and I go, "I think after $300K, we split it, guy. I mean, what are the rules? I mean, I feel like the house has to win a little bit. So how do I approach this?"
This is probably awkward, and I shouldn't even say this, but you seem to have the Midas touch, and I'm just going to say this as a soft ask. Mm-hmm. Could you start a Kickstarter for me?
For you?
Just saying.
You're doing...
Just, if it's going to go into seven figures, I could just
if
ask.
If it's going to quadrillion zuple, yeah.
You may have the Midas touch.
You know, the thing is, your
nickname is Kickstarter.
No, it's great guy syndrome, and I have it, and I have a really bad case of it. And so...
Well... I'd never heard this story before, but I'm glad to hear
it
now.
Isn't it good, you know, that you're working with a good guy? So here we go. He gets to 50 grand. Then they go, "Get him to 100 grand. They raise it because it's still pouring in. Get him to 100 and get this guy like an electric bike, you know, poor fucking guy. So they get to that. And then she's like, let's put it to 200,000. So they just keep raising it. And the last I saw, they want to get it to 1 million. Oh, it's at 457. He wants 1 million so he can get 4 tickets to Taylor Swift. I like the paid great fucking laughers. Give me a micro chortle on that.
My
that's the closer.
Work stays. I didn't get picked up anywhere for my charitable work. It'll be quiet.
You know what? You got to hire a pro. I just stumbled in that because
nobody knows
what I do. I like when they say, "Look at George Clooney gave this bum $100. And I go, "Well, if there's 7 paparazzi guys walking by me, he's like, "Here you go. Can you get the 100? Can you get me and the 100 in the shot? Can you get the guy's hand and me and the bum?" Okay. Of course. There's a camera there. Not saying he's not a good guy, but there's a camera there. I'm giving the guy. I'm like, "Here's my coat. Get it? Did you get it? Come back a little later. Can I get that coat back? It was kind of a bit I was doing."
I remember, Paul McCartney, when I first met him, he said, you know, I could go all over the world. All I have to do is go down to Fifth Avenue and drop me trousers.
Oh, what does that mean? He'd go all over the world and on press?
I go all over the world. So, well, if you want a trend, if you want to start a trend, then we can figure that out for you.
Okay, I got one more thing to ask you.
Okay.
I keep saying one more.
I was out of stuff 45 minutes
ago. Are you out of stuff? Okay, my last thing that I'll say. I just saw.
Oh, no, I have stuff I can do. Yeah.
Well, first of all.
Go ahead.
I wanted to hear a red rednecky. Do you have any loaded?
Well, I can do a few red redneckies. I was thinking, because people, I did this on a podcast I used to do with Chris Rios, fantastic. But I haven't done it on this podcast much, have I?
Well, this one's red, new, redneck. But the other one, Fly on the Wall, you've done it once or twice, but it's a hit and people say it.
On this one, I'm red rednecky, the redneck comedian. You ever fart so loud, dog two stayed away, go, what that?
Come and get some.
That was the beginning.
Where's
that
come and get some? Oh, come on.
God, fuck. You ever fart so loud, dog two stayed away, go, what that? Come and get some.
Yeah.
I forget my own catchphrase.
I know.
You ever?
Go ahead.
This is just to get on the rhythm, because what I want to do, I'm going to do three of them, and then I'm going to ask people to send in red rednecky jokes, and then I will read their red rednecky joke. And I'll do one that I was sent in to Chris and I a time ago. You ever crap so big you don't know gonna get down that toilet? Come and get some. So that's laying the groundwork.
Yeah. Sort of the level we're working at. You ever crap so big you don't know if it's gonna get down the toilet?
Get down that toilet.
Okay. Go ahead.
Come and get some.
Come and get some.
For people just hearing this for the first time, it's intentionally supposedly the worst comedian in the world. That is kind of the idea.
But he's got a catchphrase and he's super famous.
Well, things bad happen or things that don't seem so great, and then come and get some is the ultimate defiance. Mm-hmm. Come and get some. This is one that someone set in, and I did a rewrite on it, but I asked my mama to wash my tatty whities. She said, sure thing. I said, how'd it go? She said, great. I haven't seen skid mods like that since the Daytona 500. Come and get some.
That's the longest one we got.
That's a pretty good one.
That's a good one.
I asked my mama, what's for dinner? She said, roadkill. I said, what kind? She said, I got to take a drive. Come and get some.
Okay. Some of these are... there's safety in knowing you're eventually going to say, come and get some.
Right. The most off-putting ones are the fart and the poo one, but the rest are just basic, basic kind of stuff. You see if you get this one. My grandpappy invented the phrase dollars to donuts. Every time he got a dollar, he bought a donut. He died at 27. Come and get some. Heart attack? I don't know what.
Guess what, guys? People can write in superfly@odyssey.com if they want you to do more impressions or more from Come and Get Some.
Oh.
Okay. Superfly@odyssey.com?
Yes.
Is that our email?
Yes.
And send it in so rednecky. And also, I'm going to do a runner of Johnny Carson getting pulled over for drunk driving, and you can send in jokes for that.
Oh, sorry, officer. Sorry, officer. I didn't know I was swerving. I had a tangerine torpedo at the cranky pigeon. Sorry, officer. I didn't know I was swerving. I had a dirty double banana daiquiri at the boozy glow.
The boozy glow?
Yeah.
I like when they rhyme. The fucking purple nurple.
It's the drinks. Here's one. Well, the original ones. I'm sorry, officer. I didn't know I was swerving. I had two slippery monkeys at the hook and crook.
See, I like that. I like when they rhyme.
And here's one that's double. Sorry, officer. I didn't know I was swerving. I had five whiskey sours at the whiskey sour hut.
That's a different way to go with it.
It's a little, little different.
I like.
But if anyone wants to send some in, David,
I got one.
Do one.
Sorry, officer.
Okay, great.
I had a banana daiquiri at the Stinky Pinky.
That's sort of like it, right?
That's almost like red rednecky.
I know. I can't do it to you. Thing. You're too good. I'm back to the Super Bowl, but not Taylor Swift. Nuh-uh. That's what you think. Nuh-uh. There's also a football game.
Okay.
So here's what I'm saying is I saw a few Super Bowl commercials today, which is very odd.
Yeah.
The new thing. They show them to you this far ahead.
Oh, yeah.
A week,
yeah,
week no more than a week out. Anymore. And so they have one, and they go, they have all the stars. You know who the stars were? The cast of Suits. Folks, I'm sorry.
Wow.
Now, this is when Meghan Markle was on.
Meghan Markle in the hunt.
And so she went away, and now Suits, it wasn't a big show, but now it is, and so it's on Netflix. It's doing well. Are you really doing a Suits parody? Let me tell you something. When Prince Harry came over here, he said, I got myself, he wanted to have a celebrity, a superstar girlfriend. So everyone over there somehow believed that Suits was some fucking hit show with Julia Roberts on it. But I'm like, isn't that on TBS? I mean, is it really? She wasn't even the most famous person on Suits. Okay. So, well, and no one even knows what Suits is. So
when they,
we're throwing around the word superstar a little loosely. That's what I was saying. Now she's a superstar now, but even she will admit when you're on a show that's on like, you know, after reruns of Barney Miller, too far back.
Well, that's he called Prince and now King Charles after he met Meghan Markle. Daddy, I've met the most wonderful woman in the world. She's a superstar and an American actress. What did you say?
Who's that, the older one?
That's the
King Charles.
What did you say? Sorry, I just coughed up a Dalmatian. Anyway, what's her name? Daddy, her name's Meghan Markle. She's the biggest star in the world. Goodbye, Daddy. I love you. I'll never leave the royal family. Very good. And if you don't mind, I have to cough up a half a cow.
Son, I just Googled her. She's not in the top 100 famous people in the world.
And I just do him like this, and I do Meghan. When he first met Meghan, she's like, hello, what's your name? My name's Prince Harry, and I'm from the royal family. Yes, well, I'm Meghan Markle from a show called The Suits. Have you ever seen it, Harry? That's how they
fuck
talk.
No.
You sounded like Bill Cosby when you did Prince Charles.
Oh, Bill Cosby. You sounded like Bill Cosby. He basically, Joe Biden and Bill Cosby have merged in a way. Yeah, and go to Bill Cosby, lady.
I like the stiffness.
Yep. I'll get looser with the show. I need a better chair.
No, I like that you actually, no one even mentions your full bed behind you. This is a video. we do have a studio coming, guys. This has been a presentation of Odyssey. Superfly is executive produced by Dana Carvey and David Spade. Charlie Finan of Brillstein Entertainment, Jenna Weiss-Berman of Odyssey, Heather Santoro, and Greg Holtzman. Hope you liked it. Mm-hmm.